NASCAR runs here. The NASCAR Sprint Cup on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio, KRKO Everett.
We are back out at Evergreen Speedway with Washington 500. It is just getting crazy out here. Let's go down to Kelly and Scott.
Side by side, a little bit of a rub, no problem. And there they go. She hangs on, Calvin inside. Oh, and she gets into the wall and goes around. Well, we had said it earlier, a couple laps before, that Frank Calgill may have been sitting in the best spot while that side-by-side battle was going on.
She's got a cut-down tire, the left rear tire down on Jill Lang, so her chance of winning this one has come to a halt as she's fallen way back in the field. Frank Calgill well out in front of this one. Now the 11 car, the 5 car of Black will be second, and the 11 of Cook will be third.
And then you've got the 66, Ryan Hansen, Darrell Witowski moving up in the fifth. Huge, huge implications on the points right here. Jim Fady laps down. Jill Lang now into the pits. Lane Sunholm falling all the way back to six. What a difference this is going to make on the rest of the season. What's happening right here?
Five laps to go for Frank Calgill. As they head into turn number three here with just a few laps to go. Oh, how quickly things can change on a racetrack, and that is where we saw it. You saw it developing down the front stretch. They got too close together. They got into turn number one. They made contact. They both had trouble, and Jill Lang ends up on pit road with a cut-down tire, and her chances of a win here on the Washington 500 are sitting on pit road. But look at the guy heading down the backstretch, Frank Calgill, as Lang back off of pit road and out on the racetrack. But laps down now. So Calgill in that 76 car exits turn number four. He'll have four laps to go for Calgill. Make it three laps to go now for Calgill. And a long ways back to Blackwood, who sits second, and Merlin Cook in that third position. The two laps to go now for Calgill. Two more revolutions around this racetrack. White flag will be displayed this time for Calgill. Calgill's got the 00 with a lot of smoke in front of him as they head to turn number one. Calgill's got him side by side in front of him as they head out of turn two here on the final go-round. Out of turn two, the 76 of Calgill. Does he know that he's got a sizable lead? Does he push it going into turn number three? He gets up underneath one of the lap cars. He comes through three and four for the final time. A smoker in front of him as Lane Sunholm trying to hang on. Here comes Calgill. Here's checkered flag. Frank Calgill will take the win. Second spot's going to go to the five of Blackwood with Merlin, the magician cook, finishing in third.
Kelly Hill, can you hear me, Kelly Hill?
Well, Dan, it's the first 50 year out, man. This is going to be a crazy night out here.
Yeah, they were getting after it, weren't they?
That was fun. I was just dying because we were on that commercial break and Jill Lang and Lane Sunholm, two team cars in a sense, battling like crazy. Both doing it clean. It was just the tires were gone away, and they both got into each other. Sunholm went down the inside.
They went into turn one, and he dropped the tire in the dirt and slid up a little bit, and they both almost pulled it out.
I'm just glad my U-joint didn't have anything to do with it.
It didn't have anything to do with it. You got to give Lane credit. He finished the race, and as he come down the straightaway, it looks like his front tires were towed in about 6 inches. And that's where all the smoke was coming from, and I was kind of waiting if more than a couple laps left, he was going to wall it. But
I don't know much about racing, but I would think a 6-inch toe-in is not good.
Yeah, it didn't look didn't look real good, but Jill came out of it looking okay. Her car didn't look too bad, but it was too bad. They were putting on one heck of a show out there, weren't they?
Well, I think if Jill would have won it, she would have made specific mention about the U-joint.
Yeah, you think so?
I hope so.
Yeah, and, you know, it's good. It was just good hard racing, you know, and what a show. I think everybody was on their feet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all these guys from the Camping World West Series was standing out there watching this girl just beat up this teammate of hers, and she was doing it all on the outside, you know, and that's a tough deal. You get up there in the gravel and the sand and stuff, and she was driving the wheels off that thing.
You know, say all you want about Jill Lang, but man, that gal can wheel a car around.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, she does the same thing with a late model car.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
impressive.
And she knows how to sell real estate, too.
She does very well. And she looks good on the back of J&R truck rental trucks as well. All right, they are going to bring up the top three. Travis Blackwood, the 11 car of Merlin Cook. Good to see Merlin back up here.
Yeah, you know, I almost called, you know, Merlin on that deal.
Really?
But, he's a savvy driver.
Merlin has been at this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Blackwood finishing, I believe it was in the second spot, and Frank Calgill, the driver of the number 76 Chevrolet Camaro. Kelly Hale is
sponsored by Action Auto Parts.
Oh, look at that Action machine, Rob. You got to be happy about that. Let's go down trackside to Kelly Hale as he is getting our top three lined up there. And we will get Kelly's interviews with all the winners.
Go ahead and step on over that side, Travis.
He's on the wrong side. Five was second. He's on the wrong side.
Oh,
here's Brandon, look, we need you up here, buddy.
Before we get down to Kelly, here's the brilliance of Brandon.
Yeah, that guy's got all kinds of information, doesn't
he? Average speed of this race, 62.662 miles per hour, 2 caution flags, 10 yellow laps. Fast lap speed was Lane Sunholm on lap number 3 at 88.2325. Let's go down to Kelly.
Stupid ass when they
are. Right over here, Merlin.
Up in stage. You know, when you get to victory stage, act like you've been there before.
Okay. Wow! You know, we're just talking about it. You're watching them run side by side.
Hey,
up
we
there.
Don't have a grid.
A lot of stuff happened.
I'll give you one here real quick.
A lot of dust and stuff and seeing the.
You're going to do every other car, or you're going to let me do it? How do you want to do it? It doesn't matter.
Well, we're going to break away from that. The feed that I picked up is sometimes not everything you want, but
yeah, and Merlin's not a very loud talker either.
No, he's not.
He's a pretty calm, cool guy.
Boy, Travis Blackwood, all those, it looks like he's been through a workout down there.
He does. And he looks like he can't hardly stand up straight.
It's,
well, look at him. He's out of breath. I think he was wheeling that car as hard as it'll go.
He's taking a break down there as well.
These cars aren't necessarily designed to do what they're doing, so it's a lot of work.
Yeah. What type of changes do they need to make on those things?
Just
3/8 to 5/8.
Oh, from 3/8 to mainly gear change.
Yeah.
Mainly gears. They do a little bit of front camber caster changes. They may change some springs. It depends on what they run on the 3/8 track. But I would say the biggest thing is finding your stagger that you need and finding the right gear ratio so you don't either blow your motor up or you're running too low of RPM.
All right, let's go to a special interview in the spotter stand. Sherry, who you got?
I have Karen Mann, and I have Wendy Davidson. Karen Mann is now going to spot for her husband again. Karen, are you having a good day?
Okay day. We've had some mechanical problems in the tour car, but hopefully it's figured out.
So what's it like running two races and one night?
Very tiring. Probably more for Kelly than for me. I can change my batteries and my radio and sit down, and he can't.
Yeah, but you also do all the mechanical work on that car. Don't you help a lot with that?
I help, but I just hand wrenches. He does it all.
Hey, Sherry.
He's car owner.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Karen's sitting there saying it's pretty calm for her. I've spotted next to her, and she does a dance every lap, and her arms are swinging. So I think she gets a better workout than Kelly does. I don't think she's quite telling the truth.
Yeah, she's kind of quiet about that. Now, Wendy, we understand you just spotted for your brother, Bill Mann, in the last race, and we watched him do a 360 spin in turn 4. How'd you feel about that?
Oh, you scream and yell and hope that he doesn't hit the inside wall. That's what I was planning out. So we kept all the fenders on, and the tires stayed up. So he finished the race just one lap down.
So what do you say to him as he's going around and around? I mean, do you say anything, or does he say anything?
No, I let them handle the car, so I'm not breaking their concentration and just, you know, making sure and hoping that they don't hit anything.
Okay, now this is your first time out for a while with Doug, and you're on the ASA tour today. How do you feel about how tonight's going to go?
Doug was out 2 weeks ago in South Sound and finished third overall, so this is his second race so far this year. He's excited just to get back out. We're just taking it easy this year.
How does he like the 5/8?
Oh, he loves the 5/8. It's his home track, so he knows it, and he's just comfortable and just here to have a good time.
So what's it like to spot for your husband when things go wrong?
The 5/8, I guess I get more nervous than the 3/8. You know, he hit the wall several years ago in turn three, so I always sweat a little bit more in turn three. He sweats more in turn one and two. Other than that, you just, you know, call the shots, and he does all the driving, and I just tell him where everybody's at.
I would like to be kind of a bug in the house as later on at night you start talking about the races and how it goes. So how is it when you get home at night?
Fine. He sees it one way because he only sees what's, you know, in front of him because their heads are tied down, you know, with the harnesses. So he sees things sometimes a little different than we do out here as being exhibitors. I don't always get to watch the race. I only get to watch what happens in front of him. So I can't always give him 100% accuracy of what else happened if it's not around him.
Well, I appreciate you getting a chance to talk to me, and good luck tonight. Good luck to Doug. Have fun.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Always kind of good to get, and spotters up here, especially on this big track, are just absolutely crucial.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been up there in the spotter stand several times with these two girls. And they're talking like everything's calm, cool, and collected, and they don't say much. They're jabbering the whole time. I don't know if they got the buttons pushed or not, but what she normally says to someone that's dumping her husband or her brother isn't something that we can talk about right now. But
we'll leave that one alone.
But they know what's going on. I mean, you got to give these girls credit because they know the rules. They know what's going on, and what the driver needs is good feedback.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go ahead, as it's getting about quarter after six, why don't we go ahead and let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups as announced by Scott Ellsworth and Terry Buell for the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour presented by Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. We'll be back after these messages. Final segment as we're leading up to Aqua Sox Baseball. Pat Dillon with the call at 6:45. This is Steve Portland out here for North Sound Racing at the Washington 500. If you are on your way, get here. Lots of great seats left. As the big shows, we just had 50 exciting laps, and we're about to have 125 more. We'll be back after these messages. Stick with us.